just want people to know that I have a strong passion for this. This isn't something that I just decided to do. This isn't something that in the last minute somebody told me that I should run when I hadn't even thought about doing this. This isn't something that, you know, I'm thinking is just going to be a project of mine. This is regarding, you know, this is regarding the lives of all of us. And I really know that I can be a strong voice and you know, being a part of every community and being a leader in all the communities, you know, not just showing up at campaign time, but actually being there for all these years, you know, people should know that I'm here to be their strong voice, not to be here just to be here.
Why did you sign up to be
county commissioner?
Yeah.
Because it was
Why
so
are you running?
Well, because when I was so back in the day, many years ago, when they started closing the tower and the Orr School, we were fighting and trying to get people to listen to us. And we called Mike Forsman and asked him, you know, we need help. And he says, well, I don't remember getting elected to the school board. And it's like, this isn't just affecting the school, this affects the community. And then with all of the different things that I do, I see so many people so frustrated because there's no one that actually listens and speaks up for us. And there's no one to go to. And we always find about things after the fact. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to run because I know that I can do this. And then being involved so many years, I feel like I have the experience. I know what's going on in all the communities. And I have been able to network outside the area to help get the solutions. I want to be that person that someone can actually go to and say, help. And I will actually go and help and do something without worrying about, you know, what everyone thinks. It's like, no, you know what? We need to find out why. Why isn't it happening? You know? And if it can't be done, well, let's find out and let's move on to the next issue.
But why the county commissioner position?
I see it as the level that's needed to actually get these programs going. And, you know, I had a friend of mine, she's going through domestic abuse and there's no programs out there anymore. There's such a lack of people realizing that there's problems with children and families and there's nowhere to turn to. And we really need to have someone going, hey, wait a minute here, with the veterans, there's such a problem with trying to get help without having to drive so far. I mean, we need someone who will actually say, hey, wait a minute here, we need help.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think you have any, maybe you'd call them weaknesses or some areas where you need to improve on?
Everybody has weaknesses. Everybody has faults and strengths. But I think that if you work together with everyone and you actually don't go in there with your own agenda, you go in there with what the people's needs are in each community. If you have a good enough relationship with people, they can point out things that you may be missing on and you'll be able to grow from that.
So I know that in the past few years, the county board has developed a reputation for public bickering and infighting. Does that concern you at all, or do you think that your role could help with that?
I'm not intimidated to go in on a board with all men. I'm not afraid at all. I'm going to go in there and listen and give my opinion when it's needed. And I'm not going in there to, as some may wanted to change the way people are thinking on the board. I think we need to go in there thinking that we can all work together to get something accomplished. I know that there's differences in different personalities, and you're always going to find those differences. What you need to do is figure a way to get past that and move on to what the actual issues are and not dwell on those.
What do you think of the current spending priorities of the board? Do you think there's need for adjustment?
There's always need for adjustments. You know, we have families that are looking for help. We have the veterans that are looking for help. We have, you know, you have young children. We have teens. We have the retired. As far as the budget goes, you know, we need to take a look at what we've been doing. There's always room for improvement. We just have to, you know, take a look at what the needs are in our communities and try to figure out a way that we can get the things done that's needed. But I know that our county board has been doing a good job as far as our, you know, our ratings have been gone.
Okay.
Have been doing.
Well, yeah, so the county's been kind of slowly cutting the workforce. Would you be
I've talked to a lot of county workers. They've come up to me and have talked about, you know, the cutting of some of the programs. And they've been talking to me about the frustration that they have about moving to different areas. I see that we really need to open up our communication better with the county employees and such. Because these people have worked within the county for so many years. I mean, I was just at an event where there was county workers. There was one that has been with our St. Louis County for 43 years. She's been there. And these people know their job. They know the areas that they're working in. And I think that we really need to bring these county workers in and actually get their opinions on the ways that we can cut money or do better job or this or that.
Okay. And then the big question up here always, the copper nickel mining, even though county commissioners don't necessarily have powers in that area. But, you know, people want to know, what's your stance on copper mining, and if you're for it, under what circumstances?
You know, it's funny that you ask me that, because so many people are afraid to even talk about this issue. And this issue is just as important as every issue up here. Copper nickel mining, just like everyone, we want the growth, we need the jobs. We see the communities dying throughout the area. And it doesn't matter if I talk to people who are all for copper nickel mining or the ones who are against copper nickel mining, because as you can see, there's a division up in our area, which is really sad, because we really need to get everyone working together on this. You know, we have a lot of concerns over our water, our land, and, you know, everyone is concerned to make sure that it's done correctly. I think it's sad that everything is all copper nickel mining, everything is polymet, because there are so many other issues that are happening up here on the range besides polymet. I mean, we have the logging industry, which is dying out right now. I mean, we have people who have been in the trucking and logging industry for over, you know, many, many years now, who are having to go work at, you know, the mines and such. And we have the tourism, which is really struggling. And we have the small businesses who are really trying their best to make a living up here. Of course, I'm want the jobs and economic development up here. Everyone does. But I think we really need to start focusing on all the problems in all of the areas. And going back to the polymet, the professionals who we are relying on to make sure that all this is being done correctly.